The numbers are so staggering, it's hard to envision. Every year, animal shelters across the country kill more than 10 million lost and abandoned cats and dogs. People like to say the animals are put to sleep. But animal advocates in Austin, Texas, want to transform their local shelter so nobody in their community has to use euphemisms anymore. They want to make Austin only the second city in the nation that saves its stray pets, as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The Town Lake Animal Shelter sits on the banks of the Colorado River, nestled between giant live oak trees no more than a mile from downtown Austin.
This is our adoption office, and last month, 250 happy pets walked through this office to go to their new homes. And here in the cage, we have a very pretty tortoiseshell short-haired cat. Her name is Mango. That's a wonderful name. And hi, Mango. Do you talk? Hi, do you talk? There we go. Good girl. Right on cue.
At just 3 months old, Mango, the tortoiseshell kitty, is lucky. She's young, healthy, friendly, and very talkative, the kind of cat the animal shelter staff will go to great lengths to try to get adopted. Mary Stewart's the head of the shelter.
Oh, she's been here a long time. She's been here since February, so the ladies have moved her into the office where she'll get more exposure to the public.
Mango is the exception, not the rule at the Town Lake Animal Shelter. Last year, 26,000 dogs and cats came through the city shelter, and the staff had little choice but to euthanize 19,000 of them.
Hi, guys. Big old fat puppies. Those are just big old fat puppies.
Yes. More than half of them, nearly 11,000 potential pets, were every bit as adoptable as Mango. It would be comforting to imagine that most of these animals were strays or hopelessly lost, but Mary Stewart says that's not the case.
You know, some of the stories the staff here are phenomenal. You know, people bring in a cat they've had for 11 years. You know, they've had it since it was a kitten. And now they got a new couch, so they get rid of the cat. Christmas time, everybody gets a beautiful little Labrador puppy. And along about now, he's 6 months old. He's been out in the backyard for 4 months. He's jumping up on the kids and knocking them down when he's scratching them. He doesn't know how to walk on a leash, so he's a maniac on a leash. And this is not the dog's fault. This is the owner's fault.
As she talks, Stewart's eyes blaze with anger.
And so they come in here and they bring him in the door and they say, these are my classic words, he'll make a good pet for someone, okay, but not for us. And they're just sure that there are hundreds and trillions of farm homes that, you know, he needs to go to the country. He needs to have a big 100-acre farm to run on, and then he'll be just fine. Whereas if they'd had invested $75 in his training when he was 4 and 5 months old, they'd have a dog that'd walk on a leash, heel, sit, stay, not jump on the kids, and they'd have a beautiful pet.
Animals flow into the city shelter at an astonishing rate. Each day, the staff euthanizes up to 100 cats and dogs. And if you think the Austin shelter is particularly bad, it's not. Its kill rate is actually lower than the national average. But two animal advocates, Jim Collins and his wife Judy Ford, are trying to convince the city of Austin that there is a better approach.
It's done for population control. It's done in order to try to reduce the numbers of animals. But it doesn't work. Every year, more and more animals go through animal shelters in this nation, including the one in this town. The population is not being controlled by this method.
Collins has started a group called Austin Pets Alive, and its goal is that by the year 2000, every adoptable pet that enters the city shelter will be kept until it finds a home. It's modeled after the city of San Francisco, which is the only no-kill city in the country. In San Francisco, every adoptable and treatable dog and cat is rescued. The city shelter is able to do this because the local Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals provides more than 2,300 volunteers and has a yearly rescue budget of nearly $11 million. Richard Avanzino is the director of the San Francisco SPCA. Avanzino says that each day, his organization takes whatever dogs or cats that the city shelter doesn't have room for.
All of these animals are brought into our rehabilitation program. The animals are put through a recovery system. Two-thirds of the pets that we take are injured and ill and have to have some sort of medical recovery or behavior assistance before we can place them up for adoption.
Avanzino says that one out of every three households in San Francisco is a contributing member of the SPCA. And he says that's important because those pet owners have been made keenly aware of the need to spay and neuter their pets and register them. And that seems to be the key to population control. While Austin's shelter had to cope with 27,000 dogs and cats last year, San Francisco had less than half that number. And so Jim Collins is trying to convince the city of Austin to do the same. Collins plans to use a huge advertising campaign to get the word out to the people of Austin.
Anytime you have a product that you want to sell, that you want to move, every business will tell you the key to doing that is advertising. So the very first thing you do is you have an aggressive marketing program that you market both the animal shelter itself as a place to adopt, and you market individual animals that are there as animals that are available for adoption.
But not everyone is convinced that having a no-kill policy is the right solution. Don Rick is the vice president of the National Animal Control Association, which represents animal control officers nationwide.
It's not based in fact. If indeed you had enough money where you could offer absolutely free, and that's what it would take, free spay and neuter clinics for everyone, it's not going to work. It is just simply not going to work.
But Jim Collins and his pet owners group have convinced Austin politicians to go forward. The city council and county commissioners have all voted unanimously to turn Austin into a no-kill city. Mayor Kirk Watson says that he knows the city is going to have to invest more money.
Not a whole lot of cities have done this, and so we're going to have to feel our way through the process.
No one yet knows exactly how much more money the city will have to spend. Estimates range around $1 million a year. That's in addition to the 130,000 hours that Collins Group has committed to volunteer each year. If Austin does reach its no-kill goal by the year 2000, that would be just fine with Jeff Scott and Kim Harrington. They're the animal technicians whose unhappy job it is to put to death the thousands of dogs and cats. They wouldn't be out of a job. They would still have to euthanize animals that are too sick or too mean or too wild to be adopted. But they say they'd be glad not to have to kill all of the healthy puppies and kittens.
When there are litters that come in, you know, there's like 10 in a cage.
We had a guy bring in 18 dogs. You know, 18, that's a little bit overboard, I would think.
18 one day, 9 the next day.
Yeah, and 9 the next day. I mean, it's just out of control. Yeah.
The first spots in Austin's no-kill advertising campaign will begin running over the next couple of weeks. The ads will highlight low-cost spay and neuter services, pet registration and dog training programs, and will, of course, feature dogs and cats looking for new homes. I'm Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Austin.